Show him today's daf yomi is Nida daf samache Nida 65, and today's daf yomi we begin back on samach dalet amud beis on the bottom of 64b, where the Gemara records a statement of Rav. That Rav teaches that a bogeris, which it refers to in this case a virgin woman who is an adult who gets married, knows nala laila rishon, that we give her the first night, meaning to say that the first night that she has relations with her husband, we say that she's allowed to have relations, even though she's bleeding during the marital relations, because we assume that that blood is going to be the blood from the rupturing of the hymen. But after that, we cannot assume that if she bleeds on the day after that, we cannot assume that it is blood from the hymen, but rather we would assume that it is menstrual blood. And so it says in Gemara, "Vahani mili shelo rata." And when does Rav say that we say that the first night that the blood refers to the rupturing of the hymen and onto the menstrual blood? That's when she never saw blood before. Aval rata ein la ella b'ilas mitzvah v'sulo. But if she's already had menstrual bleeding, then we say that the only time she's allowed to be with her husband on the wedding night is for the first time on the wedding night, where there's going to be the rupturing of the hymen. But after that moment, she's not allowed. She's required to separate from her husband because we are concerned that it is the uterine bleeding, and then it will be problematic. So our Gemara tells a story about this, because Rav says that a bugeris, this adult woman, is allowed to be with her husband only on the first night. And if she had seen blood, then it would only be one time on the first night. So the Gemara records the following circumstance, that Minimin Sak Sina'a, that was the name of this scholar, Minimin Sak Nisa'a, the Rashba says, was a student of Rav, Havishak of Azil Azri de Shmuel. He was going to the town of Shmuel, and Miniman was married to this woman who had already seen menstrual blood before she got married. And so Savro Mebed Uvda Kavasi de Rav. He thought, so Miniman's intent was to act like Rav and to assume that all the times he was with this woman on the first night, he'd be allowed to be with her, and not observe the laws of Nida on the first night, afilu rasa, even though she had already seen blood. But we saw earlier that Rav's statement was modified, that if she had seen blood, he was only allowed to be with her the first time to consummate on the night of the wedding, but he wasn't allowed to, but then he had to act with her as though she was in Nida after that first encounter. So comes along and Amar lo polig Rav bein rasa lo bein rasa. So Miniman said that Rav didn't distinguish whether or not she had seen blood already in her life before, and Rav had said that she was prohibited, that she was permitted to be with him on the entire night. So Miniman was wrong in Rav's interpretation. The Talmud says kadem shachav beorcha, that what happened was that Miniman actually died on his way to be with his bride. He died. And the reason why he died was as Shmuel, Kare Shmuel Alei de Rav. So Shmuel then said the following verse about Rav. He quoted the Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21, Will Yeuna Letzadeko Oven, that we're not going to allow, God will not allow any iniquity to come as a result of a tzaddik, as a result of the righteous person. So Shmuel understood that since Miniman was going to misapply or misinterpret the ruling of Rav, because Rav was allowing the bride and groom to only to be together for their initial encounter on the night, but on the wedding night, but not after that on the wedding night. And Miniman was trying to say no, is going to be permitted for the entire wedding night to be with his bride. So for this reason, because Miniman was not applying Rav's ruling correctly, Hashem was not going to allow a takoa, a mistaken ruling, to come from the result of a tzaddik. And so therefore, for this reason, the Miniman suffered an unfortunate death. That is Shmuel's interpretation. But the basic idea here is, you know, aside from this story, this tragic story, but there's a basic idea that Hashem is going to protect those who rule in accordance in good faith, and the great tzaddikim who are going to rule in accordance with halacha. Hashem is going to protect a tragedy from happening on their behalf. And indeed, the Mara Poragi brings the following story that happened in Shalos Tshuvos Yan Avram, that he once heard that the Beis Yosef and the Rama were arguing about a woman who was an aguna, that her husband was missing, and so she was married to him, but it wasn't clear whether or not she was allowed to remarry, because it was the assumption was that he was dead. So the Beis Yosef prohibited her to remarry, and the Rama brought reasons to allow her to remarry. And so they were arguing about it back and forth in L'shem Shemayim, for the sake of heaven. And the Magid, the Beis Yosef, used to have an angel visited him, and he wrote that the Rama said that on the day that the Rama had ruled that she was allowed to remarry, the husband actually died. And so basically the Magid told the Beis Yosef that your argument was correct, but Hashem didn't want to allow the Rama to be wrong. And so therefore the miracle happened so that both would be correct. In this context, the Divrei Yecheskel writes, what's the reason why, if a person, a man is lost at sea, we say that the woman is not allowed to remarry? And the reason is, and we need to find the body, because on the off chance that the man would be alive, if the rabbis would have ruled that the wife could remarry, and Hashem would not allow the psak to be wrong, and so the man might have died tragically as a result of that. And so therefore, that's the reason that to great lengths Hashem will provide for miracles so that the psak does not end up being wrong.